宝子们啊，上期我们聊到在2005年11月2号。
Hey everyone, last time we talked about November 2, 2005.
美国国防情报局呢
?The US Defense Intelligence Agency.
三位现任官员和三位前任高级官员联合公开了一份被隐瞒了超过30年的秘密档案。
Three current officials and three former senior officials jointly released a secret file that has been hidden for over 30 years.
那这份秘密档案呢，来自于1981年3月6号到3月8号。
Where did this secret file come from? It was from March 6 to March 8, 1981.
时任美国总统的罗纳德·里根在访问马里兰州的戴维营期间得到的一份关于 UFO 和外星人的总统简报。
A presidential briefing on UFOs and aliens was given to Ronald Reagan, who was then the president of the United States during his visit to the David Youth Camp in Maryland.
上期呢，我们分享了关于 UFO 外星访客和美国的历史渊源。
In the previous episode, we shared about UFOs and the historical origins of alien visitors in the United States.
EB-1 和赛博星球的相关信息。
One Piece and cyberpunk related information.
还有负面外星势力的威胁。
There is also the threat of negative extraterrestrial forces.
还没看到。
Red.
朋友们呢，可以先点个暂停，补一下上一期。
Friends, you can pause and catch up on the previous episode first.
那今天呢，我们就接着上期负面外星势力的话题。
So today we'll continue our discussion on the negative extraterrestrial forces.
继续呢，跟各位总统汇报一下。
Continuing, I would like to report to the presidents.
有多少位总统接受了这次简报呢?
How many presidents received this briefing?
总统先生。
Mr. President.
除了你以外。
Besides you.
尼克松总统和福特总统也曾经收到过这份简报。
President Nixon and President Ford both received this briefing.
卡特总统也收到过。
President Carter also received one.
但是卡特总统的那份报告并非完整版。
However, the report from President Carter was not a complete version.
至于为什么他没有得到完整的简报
？As for why he didn't receive the complete briefing,
我还不能告诉你。
I can't tell you yet.
好。
Okay.
那你告诉我，对于那些负面的外星访客
，Tell me about those negative alien visitors.
我们有什么应对的方案吗
？Do we have any plans to deal with this?
总统先生
，Mr. President.
首先，我们是无法限制这些外星访客前往地球的。
First, we cannot prevent these alien visitors from coming to Earth.
直至今日。
Until today,
我们的很多天文学家依然很难相信这些外星访客是怎么找到地球的。
Our many astronomers still find it difficult to believe how these alien visitors found Earth.
因为地球位于银河系的边缘区域。
Because the Earth is located in the outer region of the Milky Way galaxy.
而且我们的太阳呢，也只是银河系数以亿计的恒星之一。
Moreover, our sun is just one of the billions of stars in the Milky Way galaxy.
那找我们呢，就如大海捞针一般。
Finding them is like finding a needle in a haystack.
但是呢，他们还是找到了我们。
But they still found us.
而且我们也并不是这些外星访客访问过的地球上的唯一的国家。
Moreover, we are not the only country on Earth that has been visited by these alien visitors.
据我们的情报显示
，According to our information,
现在至少有五个种族正在访问地球。
In addition, at least five races are visiting Earth.
而过去呢，至少还有另外四个种族。
And in the past, there were at least four other races.
曾经访问过地球。
I have visited Earth before.
那这些过去的访客。
These past visitors.
我们推测，将来的某个时间呢。
We speculate about a future event.
他们有可能会再次回来。
They might come back again.
我们呢，就像宇宙中的培养皿。
We are like rice cultivation in the universe.
对于这些外星访客来说，
For these extraterrestrial visitors,
无论是地球还是人类，
Whether it's the Earth or humanity,
都让他们充满了兴趣。
They also aroused their interest.
总统先生，
Mr. President,
目前整个世界呢，都有大量的 UFO 目击事件在发生。
Currently, there are a large number of UFO sightings occurring all over the world.
事实表明，
The facts show that
这些外星访客可以任意漫游，访问我们的星球。
These alien visitors can freely roam and access our planet.
那正是因为如此，
That's why
我们也必须为某些疯狂的外星人决定接管我们星球的紧急情况做好准备。
We must also prepare for the emergency situation in which some crazy aliens decide to take over our planet.
希望总统先生
Dear Mr. President,
您能理解我为什么这么说
Can you understand why I said that?
因为我们在苏联境内外安插了大量的情报
Because we have a large number of spies in the Soviet Union.
收集人员
Collect personnel.
他们中的一些人呢，获得了部分苏联防空飞行员和地面管制员之间。
Some of them have obtained partial training as Soviet anti-aircraft pilots and ground controllers.
还有苏联飞行员追赶不明飞行物的语音记录。
There are also audio recordings of Soviet pilots chasing UFOs.
其中一个事件呢，就发生于西伯利亚。
One event occurred in Siberia.
中部。
Central.
结束于黑海。
Ends in the Black Sea.
当时有成千上万的苏联民众都亲眼目击到了这些不明飞行物。
At that time, there were thousands of Soviet citizens who witnessed these unidentified flying objects firsthand.
那出于应对呢
？That's for coping.
苏联军方派出了20架战斗机前去追赶。
The Soviet military dispatched 20 fighter jets to intercept.
在追赶的过程中
，In the pursuit，
苏联曾两次试图击落这些不明飞行物。
The Soviet Union attempted to shoot down these unidentified flying objects twice.
但是呢，全都以失败告终。
However, all of them ended in failure.
那我们推测这些不明飞行物应该是敌对的。
Then we can assume that these UFOs are hostile.
因为他们倾向于着陆并劫持人类。
Because they tend to land and hijack humans.
然后对这些被劫持者呢进行实验。
Then conduct experiments on these hostages.
我们将这个敌对的外星势力简称为 HAV。
We will refer to this hostile alien force as HAV，
也就是敌对外星访客的意思。
That is the alien visitors from other countries。
这个简称来自于50年代，由 MJ-12 命名。
This abbreviation comes from the name MJ-12 given by MJ in the 1950s.
至少从那时起
，At least since then，
他们就已经来了。
They have already arrived。
有迹象表明
，There are indications that
他们在地球的活动历史要比这早得多得多。
Their activities on Earth were much earlier than this。
我们可以肯定的是
，We can certainly say that
EBE 从来没有这么做过。
EBE has never done this before.
他们不会伤害动物。
They won't hurt animals.
也不会绑架人类。
It will not kidnap humans.
我们管这种类型的外星势力叫做监护者。
We call these extraterrestrial forces Baryons.
我们第一期不是有提到吗？
We didn't mention it in the first episode, did we?
就是说目前已知至少都有五个外星势力正在访问地球。这些啊。
That is, there are at least five extraterrestrial forces currently visiting Earth.
就是 MJ12 给他们起的名字。
That's what MJ called them.
那这两个呢来自于泽塔网状星系。
These two come from the Zeternet humans.
其中艾本这个种族呢
？Because the Arvin race，
啊，就是在罗斯威尔坠毁的那两个飞碟里面的外星访客。那
，The aliens who were inside the two UFOs that crashed in Roswell。
艾本呢，来自于距离地球38.42光年的泽塔网状星系。那
，Whereas Ivan from he comes from the Zeta Reticuli star system， which is 38.42 light years from Earth.
更具体来说呢，它
specifically what?
它们来自于这个星系的赛博星球啊。
Tarmen Li Zi U G G Zing Zi De Cai Bo Zing Q A.
代表人物呢，就是在罗斯威尔飞碟坠毁事件中幸存下来的那个外星访客 EB1。
The representative figure is the alien visitor 1B1000 who survived the Roswell UFO crash.
根据情报来看的话，那
According to the information,
艾本呢对于人类可能是中立的。访问地球的主要目的呢是观察和监护。那
What about Ivan? As for humans, he's neutral and his main purpose for visiting Earth is observation and supervision.
这两个呢来自于天鹅座。那
These two come from the Swan constellation.
天鹅座啊，我不知道你还有没有印象啊。
I don't know if you still remember that day at the Swan.
记不记得有
Do you remember?
有一期我们说这个天鹅座啊，存在一个疑似的二级文明。
There was a period when we discussed the existence of a suspected second-level civilization in the Cygnus constellation.
而且不光是疑似二级文明啊。
Not only are there suspected second-level civilizations.
我们还从天鹅座收到过神秘信号。
We also received a mysterious signal from the Swan constellation.
这份简报就直接说了，这
The report directly stated that
天鹅座直接有两个外星势力就来我
That day, two aliens from the constellation Cygnus came directly.
我们这儿知道吧
We know, right? Well,
然后你再看这个。这个就是我们前面提到的那个又绑架人类又拿人类来做实验的。
Then you look at this. This is the one we mentioned earlier, who kidnapped humans and used them for experiments.
那个负面的外星势力，这个种族呢 ，MJ12 管它叫 Trentaloids。
That negative alien is this race. They call it Trentaloid.
那他们呢是属于爬虫族的外星。
Are they aliens from the reptile race?
说的更详细一点的话，是负面的螳螂人。
To be more specific, it refers to the negative star-shaped mantis.
在1961年的时候
，In 1961,
我们呢曾经在加拿大捕获过一只螳螂人。
We once caught a mantis man in Canada.
那直到1962年。
Until 1962,
他去世之前
，before he passed away,
我们一直对他进行了人工饲养。
We have been raising him manually.
那这个敌对的外来物种呢，确实有在绑架人类啊。
Yes, this hostile alien species is indeed kidnapping humans.
关于这点，我们已经掌握了详实的证据。
We have solid evidence on this.
从1955年一直到现在
，1955 to the information.
他说的现在就是他汇报的这一年了。
He said that this is the year he has been reporting on.
1981年，在这期间啊。
In 1981, during this period,
就有80名的美国人遭到了绑架。
There have been 80 Americans kidnapped.
那1980年七月份是已知的最近的一次。
July 1980 was the last time it happened.
在某些情况下呢
？Under certain circumstances.
FBI 美国国家安全局还有 CIA 的人员呢，也会提供帮助。
FBI, National Security Agency, and CIA personnel will also provide assistance.
但是不幸的是
，Unfortunately,
目前我们还没有能力预知。
Currently, we do not have the ability to predict
下一次绑架会发生在何时何地。
When and where will the next kidnapping occur?
我们呢都是事后才得到了些许信息。
We only got some information after the fact.
找到这些相关的受害者。
Find these related victims.
也是尽可能的收集有用的信息。
Also, try to collect useful information as much as possible.
有些受害者呢无需催眠。
Some victims don't need hypnosis.
就记得整个事件。
Remember the whole event.
而有些受害者呢，则需要我们通过催眠来回溯记忆。
And some victims need us to recover memories through hypnosis.
那总统先生
，Mr. President，
我需要强调的是
，I want to emphasize that
这些案例呢，也仅仅是我们所知道的。
These cases are just a few of the ones we know about.
我们不知道在这个国家或者在整个世界范围内还有多少起类似的绑架事件。
We don't know how many similar kidnapping cases there are in this country or worldwide.
这些敌对的外星访客非常神秘。
These hostile alien visitors are very mysterious.
他们随机出现又随机消失。
They appear and disappear randomly.
这个呢，超出了我们的理解范围。
This is beyond our understanding.
1979年
In 1979,
在我们的新墨西哥州军事基地附近，发生了一次经典的外星人绑架人类事件。
There was a classic alien abduction of a human that occurred near our New Mexico military base.
这次案件呢，被我们的军方情报人员记录了下来。
This case was recorded by our military intelligence personnel.
怎么又是新墨西哥州？外星人似乎很喜欢那里。
Why are there so many UFO sightings in New Mexico?
我们知道具体的原因吗
？Do you know the specific reason?
总统先生，根据我们掌握的情报来看。
According to the information we have, Mr. President,
之所以会这样
，this is because
可能和新墨西哥州的气候与 EBE 的故乡非常相似有关。
The similarity between the climate of New Mexico and the homeland of the EBE may be related to the fact that they are in the same climate.
但是呢，目前我们还不确定螳螂人来自于哪个星球。
However, we currently don't know which planet the Mantis people come from.
就是他做汇报的时候。
It was when he was giving a presentation.
他跟总统说的时候，他还不知道。
He told the president that he didn't know at that time.
就现在我们大概确定了。
As we have now determined.
就是这些负面的螳螂人呢，来自于波江座天渊寺的第三颗星。
These negative mantis people come from the third planet of the Bojang Seat Temple.
这个波江座天元寺最有名的事件。
This is the most famous event at the Bojang Temple, the Temple of the Heavenly Origin.
就是在1960年的时候。
During the 9960 incident,
美国天文学家弗兰克德。
American astronomer Frank.
德雷克就是发明德雷克公式的那位。
Drake is the one who invented the Drake equation.
他呢，为了寻找外星人，就成立了奥兹玛计划。
He, in order to find aliens, established the Ozma plan.
这个德雷克啊，他
It's Drake.
他就用美国国家无线电天文台的绿岸电波望远镜，就瞄准了两个恒星系统。
He aimed at two star systems using the Green Bank Radio Telescope of the National Radio Astronomy Observatory.
一个呢，就是鲸鱼座天舱五，哎。
One is whale, whale, whale.
另
Oh.
另一个呀，就
Another one.
就是咱们这个波江座天元寺。
This is the Bojang Temple, located on the top of the mountain.
你想想啊
Think about it.
咱们银河系有超过1000亿颗恒星。
In our galaxy, there are more than 1 trillion stars.
你有没有觉得很奇怪啊？
Do you feel something strange?
就是他为什么会这么精确的就瞄准这两个恒星系统？所以
That's why he was able to pinpoint those two star systems so accurately.
是巧合，还是说像他们这个级别的科学家
So is it a coincidence, or is it that scientists of their level?
是不是私下里跟政府有什么合作项目呢？
Are you secretly cooperating with the government on some projects?
这个呢就不得而知了。
Then it's still unknown.
关于这个波江座天元寺呢
Regarding this Bojang Temple,
我给你简单介绍一下，波江座天元寺和我们太阳一样。
I'd like to briefly introduce you to the Bojang Temple, which is located in the Bojang constellation, and it's just like our sun.
也是一颗恒星。那
It is also a star.
质量呢是太阳的85%。
That's 85% of the sun's mass.
半径呢是太阳半径的84%。
The radius is 84% of the sun's radius.
差不多是小一号的太阳。
It's about the same size as a small sun. Amud.
距离我们呢10.5个光年。它
10.5 light years away from us.
它呢也有两个小行星带。
He also has 2 asteroid belts.
一个近一个远。
Close and far.
就跟咱们太阳系这个火
，like Mars in our solar system，
火星、木星之间的这个小行星。
This asteroid belt between Jupiter and Mars，
对，还有柯伊伯小行星带，就非常像。
It's very similar to the Kuiper belt，
像，而且他们那个恒星系统呢，也有一颗跟我们木星差不多的巨星。
And that star system。Also has a giant star that is similar to Jupiter.
行，也就是说，他们也可以在一定程度上提供保。
In other words, they can also provide some protection.
保护，就让他们免受小行星的侵。
Let them be spared from the asteroid.
你有没有觉得跟我们太阳系有点太像
？Do you think it's a bit too similar to our solar system?
就跟我们这个好像是1:1复刻出来的一样。
It's like a one-to-one replica of ours.
所以他们是怎么来地球的呢
？So how did they come to Earth?
是像1:1万一样利用虫洞吗
？Is it like using wormholes like a billion?
是的。
Yes.
东东先生。
Mr. President.
他们的旅行方式和爱本是一样的。
Their travel style is the same as that of Earth.
但是呢，根据爱本提供的信息来看。
However, according to the information provided by Arben,
螳螂人的飞行器和他们是不一样的。
The flying vehicles and the mantis people are different.
螳螂人使用的推进方式似乎和反物质有关。
It seems that the mantis uses a propulsion method that is related to antimatter.
所以我们手里有他们的飞行器吗？
So we have their aircraft, right?
是的。
Yes.
东东先生。
Mr. President.
那是一个坠毁的飞行器，损毁严重。
It was a severely damaged aircraft that had crashed.
那我们是否已经掌握了他们的知识和科技呢
Have they already mastered their knowledge and technology?
并没有，总统先生。
There is no president.
我们还没有。他们的科技。
We don't have their technology yet.
可能比我们的技术要至少先进一千年以上。
At least 1,000 years ahead of our technology.
他们飞行器上所使用的材料非常特殊。
The materials used on their aircraft.Are very special.
有些材料是我们这个星球上根本就找不到的。
Some materials are simply not found on this planet.
也许它们的元素表要比我们所发现的要丰富得多。
Maybe their elements are more abundant than those we have discovered.
这些螳螂人可以模仿人类的样貌。
These mantis people can imitate human appearance.
而它们本质其实是丑陋的昆虫，
是不是和蜥蜴人差不多
？And they are actually ugly insects. Are they similar to lizard people?
哎
，Oh，
结果是差不多的。
The result is similar.
但是方式方法好像不太一样。
But the methods seem to be different.
之前我们聊那个蜥蜴人访谈录。
Previously, we talked about the interview with the lizard people.Oh,
根据这个访谈录呢
？Based on this interview recording,
这个蜥蜴人变形呢，是通过干扰我们的神经系统。
The lizard people are transforming us through interfering with our nervous system. Oh,
就跟那个幻术一样啊。
It's just like a magic trick.
让我们产生幻觉。
Let's create illusions.
就以为他们跟我们长得是一样的。
I thought they were just like us.
说白了，蜥蜴人就玩的是那个宇智波鼬那一套。
In short, the lizard people are playing the role of Achiru.
然后这个螳螂人呢，玩的是那个变身术。
Then this mantis man is using the transformation technique. Well,
就是这些螳螂人呢，可以让自己变得看起来像这个金发碧眼的人类。
These mantis people can make themselves look like this blonde-haired, blue-eyed person.
金色的头发
Golden hair.
绿色的眼睛
Green eyes.
根据情报显示啊
According to intelligence reports,
这些螳螂人呢、啊，已经至少访问咱们地球超过100年了
These mantises have already visited our planet for at least 100 years.
他们呢，通过变形成人类的样貌
，A by transforming into human-like appearances，
轻松地生活在我们中间
，Easy life is in our midst。
对此呢，普通人类是极难察觉的。
As for this, it is very difficult for ordinary humans to detect。
尽管他们的变形很逼真
，Although their transformations are realistic。
但是他们的内在基本结构却和我们大相径庭。
However, their internal basic structure is very different from ours.
抛开这些虚假的面具
，Take off these false masks.
他们的本质呢，是一种看起来十分丑陋的昆虫。
Their essence is a very ugly insect.
普通的地球人看到啊，肯定会受到惊吓的。
An ordinary person would definitely be shocked.
更重要的是呢
More importantly,
就像我跟您提到的
As I mentioned to you,
他们是一种很危险的种族
They are a very dangerous race.
根据情报来看呢
According to the information,
这些螳螂人啊，身高大概在5英尺到6英尺之间。
These mantises are about 5 to 6 feet tall.
换算过来的话
，In terms of conversion,
大概是1.52米到1.83米。
Approximately 1.52 to 1.83 meters.
在变形以后啊
，After the transformation,
外貌跟普通人类几乎没有差异。
Their appearance is almost indistinguishable from that of ordinary humans.
金发碧眼，身材呢非常苗条。
Blonde hair, blue eyes, slender figure.
但是啊，他们会绑架人类啊。
But they will kidnap humans.
并对人体呢进行研究和实验。
And also conduct research and experiments on the human body.
那根据案例显示呢
？According to the case,
有一部分的人类绑架事件
，There are some cases of human kidnapping.
是由螳螂人在幕后操纵的。
Is manipulated by the behind-the-scenes operation of the mantis man.
是由这个灰人机器人在前线执行。
The Bray robot is performing the task in the front line.
有的被绑架者
Some of the kidnapped people.
甚至在飞行器上还亲眼地看到了这个昆虫面貌的生物。
I even saw the insect's face with my own eyes on the aircraft.
他扮演了类似领导的角色。
He played a similar leadership role.
就指挥那些灰人在那干活。
Tell those gray people to get to work.
所以他们也是可以被杀死的吗
？So can they also be killed?
是的。
Yes.
总统先生。
Mr. President.
他们和我们一样，也是有血有肉的。
They are just as human as we are.
但是棘手的是，他们的飞行器在运行的时候。
However, the tricky part is that their aircraft are running when.
似乎呢，周围会被一种场所包围。
It seems that the surroundings are surrounded by a place.
这是我们在研究了那艘坠毁的飞行器后得出的结论。
This is the conclusion we have reached after studying the crashed aircraft.
截止到目前呢
？As of now,
我们尚未使用武器击落过任何的外星飞行器。
We have not yet used weapons to shoot down any alien spacecraft.
我们手里的这些飞行器都是在其坠落以后回收回来。
These aircraft we have here were recovered after they crashed.
我们的飞行员他们知道吗
？Do they know our pilots?
不完全知道。
I don't know completely.
但是我们有一个体系可以应对相应的威胁。
However, we have a system to deal with the corresponding threats.
所以我们有制定什么针对性的作战计划吗
？So have we developed any specific combat plans?
是的。
Yes.
总统先生，针对这些潜在的威胁
，Mr. President addressed these potential threats.
我们有相应的作战计划。
We have the corresponding combat plan.
但是目前来说
，However, currently,
我们还没有绝对的证据表明这个负面的外星种族有任何袭击美国或者地球的计划。
We have not yet found absolute evidence that this negative alien race has any plans to attack the United States or Earth.
那1981年呢
？In 1981,
守望者向里根总统汇报完这份简报以后呢
？After the briefing was finished, the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, was informed.
随后，在1985年。里根总统与前苏联总统戈尔巴乔夫在首脑会议结束以后呢
？Subsequently, in 1985, President Reagan and former Soviet President Gorbachev concluded their summit meeting.
啊，这个里根总统啊，就曾经私下里问过戈尔巴乔夫说
：Once President Reagan asked Gorbachev privately,
如果外星人入侵地球的话。
If aliens invade Earth,
苏联是否愿意帮助共同抵抗
？Would the Soviet Union be willing to help the common resistance?
当时呢，得到了肯定的回答。
At that time, I received a positive response.
那随后，在1987年9月21号。
Then on September 21, 1987,
联合国大会上。
In the United Nations General Assembly,
里根总统发表了这个著名的演讲。
President Reagan delivered this famous speech.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond.
Perhaps we need some external universal threat to make us realize this common bond.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat, and yet
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would disappear if we were facing an alien threat.
I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
I ask you, is there not an alien force already among us?
那关于这个负面的昆虫族螳螂人呢？
About that negative insectoid mantis man.
我们今天就先聊到这里啊。
Let's stop here for now.
更多关于艾本的信息。
More information about Arben.
我们下期再聊。
We'll talk again next time.
大家拜拜。
Bye bye, everyone.